Next month, Marylanders are expected to vote for Hillary Clinton for president by a wide margin. This month, WIPR's reporters are talking to voters around the state to get a sense of how they feel about the candidates and the election for our new series, Maryland Voices. We started today in Baltimore County, where WIPR's John Lee found strong pockets of support for Donald Trump, even though registered Democrats outnumber Republicans by more than 2-1.
If you go around asking people who they plan to vote for this year, you'll find many are passionate about their choice. And that choice often has a lot to do with not liking the other candidate. Take Liz Friedman, who lives in Reisterstown and plans to vote for Clinton.
I could never vote for Donald Trump. He's a misogynist.
Then there is Ed Aldridge, who lives in Essex.
Trump all the way.
And why is that?
Because Hillary will run the country into the ground.
It's easy to find support for either candidate, depending on where you are in Baltimore County. Last month, Trump made a campaign stop at the Boulevard Diner in Dundalk. The eastern part of the county is thought to be Trump country. As he left the diner, he was met by an enthusiastic crowd.
Trump! Trump! Yes, sir!
On a recent morning, it was business as usual at the Boulevard, with diners studying the menu.
If it don't make my arteries go bad, I don't want.
Bob Hanlon, his wife Brenda, and friend Nancy Cutron go to the same church, Freedom Baptist in Dundalk. All plan to vote for Trump. Hanlon says Clinton lost his vote because of how she handled the terrorist attack in Benghazi in 2012 when she was Secretary of State.
Hillary let our people die, and then she lied about it. I don't like being lied to.
Cutron says she supports Trump because he's a Christian candidate who opposes abortion.
People that have come out and are talking about his past discretions, he has apologized for those. And as a Christian, we are to forgive. We may not forget, but we are to forgive him.
On the other side of the diner, Carrie Fortney is having breakfast with a friend. Fortney says she's a Democrat, but next month, Trump will get her vote.
He is a dick, though. But I think that's what I like about him.
Fortney says she doesn't really care about the sexual assault allegations against Trump, saying he is a typical man. Fortney says Trump can get things done, and one of the things she wants him to get done is his promise to stop illegal immigrants.
They can walk into a welfare office and, you know, get all the food stamps, cash assistance they want. They can buy houses, you know, get car loans, and the Americans can't get nothing.
A few miles away from the Boulevard Diner, Bill Rigger and a couple of friends are walking their dogs at Cox's Point Park in Essex. Rigger says he was once a registered Democrat, but now he's a Republican and he'll vote for Trump. Like Fortney, the sexual assault allegations against Trump will not keep Rigger from supporting the Republican nominee.
No, if they go over anybody's life for the last 20 years, they're going to find something wrong. I don't care who you are. I mean, even you.
Rigger wants Trump, not Clinton, filling vacancies on the U.S. Supreme Court. His friend, Susan Miller, says her vote for Trump is as much a vote against Clinton.
She's offering, you know, free college to people where there is nothing for free. All they're going to do is raise our taxes and make us pay for it.
The Dundalk-Essex area of Baltimore County used to be reliably Democratic, but that has been changing, and that was made clear 2 years ago when Larry Hogan won big here in the governor's race. Voters in eastern Baltimore County also backed Republicans down the ballot in races for the state Senate, House, and county council. The area has endured hard times. Tens of thousands of manufacturing jobs were lost. So Trump's message of making America great again resonates. But that doesn't mean you won't find Clinton supporters here. There were a couple hanging out at Fruitland on Eastern Boulevard in Essex, including Charles Plumley, who says Clinton has 30 years of experience.
Where Donald Trump is only a businessman, and look at how many companies he had that went bankrupt.
All right, without the ladies.
That's all.
All right, it's 1908. Also, here's
the Stone Mill Bakery is 20 miles north and west of Essex in Lutherville. And here, there is no problem finding support for the former Secretary of State. In this part of the county, Democrats have a lock on all of the elected offices, including the county council and the legislature. Liz Friedman, the Clinton supporter you heard at the beginning of the story, says there are many reasons she supports her. Here's her number one.
She will nominate our next Supreme Court justice, and I'm 100% pro-choice.
Hannah Himmelrich is a manager at Stone Mill Bakery. Himmelrich supported Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primary, but has no problem backing Clinton now.
I'm definitely not one of those people who wouldn't never, ever vote for Hillary. The whole crooked, lying Hillary thing is ridiculous, because a vote for anyone other than Hillary, I think, is a vote for Trump.
Damon Carter is a cook at Stone Mill. More than 30 years ago, he voted for Ronald Reagan. This time around, he's for Clinton. Carter says Trump is short on specifics and says that it was rude and disrespectful how the Republican nominee reached out to African Americans like him, asking them, what if they got to lose?
Everyone that's black isn't poor, not successful. I'm 50 years old. I have my own property. I'm a landlord.
Catherine Hilgartner lives in Towson, is a Republican, and like Carter, voted for Reagan back in the day. Hilgartner says she's voting for Clinton. She's not very enthusiastic about it, though.
I don't trust her, but better the crook you know than the one you don't.
Clinton and Trump both have high unfavorable ratings in the polls, so it comes as no surprise that some people you talk to plan to vote for someone else. Dan Seifert lives in Catonsville, will vote for Libertarian Gary Johnson, and doesn't buy the argument he's throwing away his vote.
I've always thought throwing away your vote is voting for someone who you don't agree with or that you don't actually support, and I don't support either of these candidates.
And Stone Mill customer Andrew Jabot wants to vote for Obama, the other Obama.
Personally, I'd rather just vote for Michelle Obama, but she's not running, so we're stuck with what we got.
No matter your level of enthusiasm, you get your first chance to vote next week. Early voting begins in Maryland, October 27th. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.